The State of the Union is strong.
Although the president in his State of the Union speech did not mention farmers or agriculture directly, he did touch on issues that touch on the ag sector. Many U.S. farmers depend on immigrant workers, and the president said if Congress tries to undo his executive actions on immigration,
I will veto it.
Instead, he urged the passage of a comprehensive immigration reform bill. U.S. farmers and other businesses also depend on exports.
That's why I'm asking both parties to give me trade promotion authority to protect American workers with strong new trade deals from Asia to Europe that aren't just free, but are also fair.
Also on trade, the trade embargo on Cuba has for decades stifled U.S. ag interests from selling in that market.
And this year, Congress should begin the work of ending the embargo.
Finally, farmers depend on ports, highways, railroads, and the internet to sell and move their products.
So let's set our sights higher than a single oil pipeline. Let's pass a bipartisan infrastructure plan that could create more than 30 times as many jobs per year.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.